The University of Nevada, Reno has seen a rise of cases dealing with hate and bias. Our bilingual student reporter Andrew Mendez sat down with Eloisa Gordon Mora, UNR's diversity and inclusion officer, to see how the campus environment is affected.
Dr. Gordon Mora, you've only been at the university for just a semester. Is it surprising to see so many acts of hate occur on campus?
I'm not surprised, which is a sad statement, because that has been the reality that we have seen in the last few years, reflective of the profound change in, I would call them, democratic notions and democratic behavior, the kind of challenges to those understandings that have been taking place in the country and in many other nations, and therefore being reflected in university settings. What has changed is the intensity of the occurrences, the intensity of certain presences of hateful groups and hate-inducing groups, the fact that more organized hate-inducing groups are emerging.
How have these hateful expressions impacted the culture and community here at UNR?
In addition to the incidents we have been unfortunately experiencing, we know that we need to strengthen our sense of belonging to the university, meaning our sense of comfort, inclusion, sense of welcoming, engagement. If you have a situation which in general doesn't manifest itself as having the sense of belonging one would hope for, such as a hate-inducing situation, it's going to increase your sense of lack of safety. So therefore, we need to, beyond particular events, how to address the presence of the drawing of a swastika, the flyers that induce xenophobic anti-diversity messages.
President Mark Johnson recently announced that he'd be stepping down from his position in June. With all these acts happening during Mark Johnson's presidency, what could he have done differently?
I think President Johnson has been quite honest and candid in his understanding of what he could have done better. And a theme that he has voiced that we all share is the great desire not simply to talk and listen about these events, but be able to move into some level of action. I think that we have had a number of years of a learning curve that the new president and in the transition of President Johnson, we're hoping we can build upon.
How have you personally felt with all these acts happening?
Well, I feel a great sense of urgency and commitment to the work that we can do and that we have to do. And as a political scientist and somebody who, from a personal, professional, and ideological, philosophical level, has always been committed to the idea of democratic engagement, I see the opportunity. This is an opportunity for us to strengthen our university community in its democratic values and to serve as but a bit of a model for other universities experiencing very similar situations. This work cannot be done without substantial university-wide allies.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Gordon.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.
For KUNR News, I'm Andrew Mendez with Noticiero Móvil.
UNR advises students to report cases of hate and bias on its website. Gordon Mora has ideas for how the university can move forward, which you can read at KUNR.org. As a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education.